It is Thursday, June 13th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me now is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I always have to say that kind of slow to make
sure
I get it out.
I know, it's funny to watch your face. There's so many syllables, you know, but you do it very well.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Here we are.
Here we are. Tonight's the Art of Wine dinner.
Correct. Tonight's the big dinner, the Art of Wine, the winemaker's dinner, where we do a 5-course wine and food pairing created by Chef Bill Lyle from Ella's Restaurant, and it's paired with wines. And I think the winery this year is William Hill. So there's William Hill wines being paired with the food. And then this year we also have the chocolatier from Ghirardelli, who is working to create special desserts for us at the event. So this is this evening. I believe it's at 6 o'clock. It's a plated dinner. And there's mingling, and I think there's a silent auction. And it's going to be a great night. And it kicks off our weekend of wine at Walton Arts Center, which is quite the endeavor. Tomorrow night, we do our biggest tasting of the event, which is the Uncorked Friday Night Tasting.
And this one's a little more relaxed.
Yeah, a little bit. This is where people come to have a good time at a party. You know, you can be a wine person. You don't have to be a wine person. You can just grab your girlfriends and come along and have a good night. You know, it's bigger. We have, I think, 400 wines that you could potentially sample. And there's food from lots of local restaurants, Bordino's, Ella's, Brickhouse Kitchen, Flying Burrito, everything. You know, everybody, Jam and Java has a table. You know, there's food from lots of local places. And it's just basically lay out wine in every space you can possibly think of in Walton Arts Center. Go around the corner, there's going to be wine there somewhere.
And you get your Art of wine glass.
Yep, your ticket includes a wine glass and a plate and a program, obviously, so you can see what the wines are and where they're from, and you know, you can mark off the wines that you like. And there's a raffle, a really fun raffle as part of that event. So that's tomorrow night, Friday. That's the Uncorked Tasting. There are still tickets left for that. And then Saturday night is the final event of the festival. That is our Premier Tasting. And that is a slightly smaller event, still pretty impressive in terms of the number of wines. I think it drops by 100 or so, but there's still a lot of wine there. And these are more of the reserve wines. So your ticket's a little more expensive for this one. This one, I would say, is, you know, wine people like this mm-hmm. one because they can identify and try new bottles, and they can, you know, decide, okay, I like that bottle, I want to take that, you know, I want to make sure I go find it and buy it later on for parties and things. If you're not a wine person, it doesn't really matter because you can march up to the vintner who's pouring and ask him to tell you about the wine, and he will. So that's just this weekend. And then on Sunday, we will begin the second half of the Artosphere Festival at the Arts Center and all around the region. On the 16th, which is Sunday, we'll have our first chamber music series show with the Dover Quartet at the St. Paul's Episcopal Church here in Fayetteville. It's a 7 o'clock performance. They're going to play Schubert and Shostakovich. These are young musicians who are at the top of their game. The players of the Dover Quartet, Brian, Joel, Milena, and Camden, are all principals of the festival orchestra, which will be doing two big concerts for us. So they'll be performing on Sunday at 7 o'clock at St. Paul's, and then they will also be performing on Monday at 7 o'clock at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs.
What is the cost on this?
These are $10 tickets,
okay.
So it's really affordable. They tend to be, the St. Paul's show will have lots of tickets. The Thorn Crown one, I would try to get those in advance. Don't wait to come up to the gate to get those, because those go pretty quickly.
About, what, 100 people or so?
Yeah, it's a really small little house. I think it's 85 to 100, yeah. And then, let's see, on Wednesday, a different quintet group of string players will be at the Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista, 7 o'clock. I will be there that night, so I'm looking forward to that. Thursday the 20th, we have two events happening. We have the Artosphere Documentary Film Night at 7:30 in Star Theater. This is going to show three films from our Artosphere artists. And then also that night, we will be doing the Festival Orchestra Pub Crawl, where different pockets of musicians will be migrating throughout the Dixon Street area, going to different clubs and restaurants and playing music for you in a rather unusual place.
So go check out the documentaries and mm-hmm. then go have a beverage.
Yeah, actually flip it. Go
okay.
have a beverage
and then
go check out the documentaries,
because
the pub crawl starts at 6 and the film night starts at 7:30.
Okay.
So that would work.
Got it.
That would work very nice, actually.
Got it.
And let's see. And then we will have our first major concert with the Festival Orchestra. That will be on the 21st, which is Friday. That's a 7 o'clock show. This is an evening of Beethoven. And our soloist will be Camden, who we heard just talked about before with the Dover String Quartet. But then we will also have Andrew Tyson, who is a hot, young, emerging piano talent who it's very exciting that he's coming to play. So he's going to be doing the concerto for violoncello and piano. So that's going to be a great concert. That's on our 10 by 10 art series, so the tickets are only $10 for that.
Awesome.
And they're going quickly, so I would recommend you get them soon.
Okay.
That's Friday. And then mark your calendars for Saturday the 22nd, starting at 6:30 p.m. There's going to be a very special evening out at Crystal Bridges. It's called Journey to the Solstice, and we'll be celebrating the summer solstice with a whole host of musical things happening out by the Terrell Skyspace sculpture. There'll be giant ensembles playing different kinds of music.
May I throw something in there that's going on that morning?
The yoga, right?
The yoga, the yes. Natural Movement Series.
This has been really fun. We've been doing this partnership with Clubhouse Fitness, and they've been doing yoga and exercise things during Artisphere, and it's great. But yeah, I can't quite imagine a more beautiful space.
Well, you can start your summer solstice at Crystal Bridges and then end it at Crystal Bridges.
Absolutely.
So begin it with yoga and end it with music.
Absolutely. And I'm pretty sure the sunboxes will be out during the day at Crystal Bridges on the 22nd as well. So I think they'll be migrating with the sun along the trails, which will be pretty, will be a cool experience. So, wow. I just kind of realized how busy next week is going to be.
Yeah. It's a lot of music and things for sure.
It's great.
And this weekend with wine. So.
And welcome to the last couple weeks of June. We're not stopping.
So for more information on the Art of Wine.
Art of Wine, you can go to waltonartscenter.org. Mm-hmm. You can also go there to get information about Artisphere, but I would instead recommend going to artispherefestival.org, and all the information is there about the shows. And get a couple of them on your calendar. It's going to be quite the week and a lot of fun.
Okay. Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications with Walton Art Center.